Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A federal grand jury in Alaska returned an indictment last week, charging three defendants with crimes connected to the murders of two women in Trapper Creek this May. According to the indictment, Herlicio Sanchez Rodriguez, 56, and Tamara Denise Bren, 41, and Kevin Glenn Peterson II, 29, engaged in a drug conspiracy and conspired to kidnap and murder Sunday Powers and Cammy Clark in furtherance of a drug trafficking expertise on May 22nd. The drug conspiracy resulted in the distribution of over 33 kilograms of fentanyl, 11 kilograms of meth, 4 kilograms of heroin, and 59 grams of cocaine. The indictment further explains that Sanchez Rodriguez was an inmate of a California prison and used contraband phones to run his expertise. The indictment alleges the defendants communicated in person and through cell phone calls and text messages to coordinate the kidnapping of Powers and Clark. They used tracking applications on cell phones to confirm the location of Powers and Clark the day of the murders. They further organized multiple vehicles to meet the co-conspirators near Trapper Creek and have a conspirer carry a firearm to carry out the kidnapping. According to the indictment, conspirators restrained Powers and Clark under the threat of force by carjacking the vehicle they occupied. During the kidnapping and carjacking, Powers called 911, but a conspirer ended her call. Powers and Clark were driven to a hidden location where they were executed and buried in a shallow grave near Trapper Creek. The indictment charges all three defendants with conspiracy to distribute and possess with intent to distribute fentanyl, killing in furtherance of continuing criminal expertise, kidnapping conspiracy, kidnapping resulting in death, carjacking resulting in death, and use of a firearm to commit murder in relation to a drug trafficking crime. Bren and Sanchez Rodriguez are also charged with engaging in a continuing criminal expertise. If convicted of engaging in a continuing criminal expertise, Bren and Sanchez Rodriguez face a mandatory sentence of life imprisonment. U.S. Attorney S. Lane Tucker for the District of Alaska, Special Agent in Charge Anthony Young of the FBI Anchorage Field Office, and Alaska State Trooper Cornell Maurice Hughes made the announcement. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Karen Vandergwall and Christopher Schroeder are prosecuting the case. This year, the Central Peninsula Landfill is going to remain open 7 days a week. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Central Peninsula Landfill will not be closing on Sundays this winter. During last week's Borough Assembly meeting, a resolution was adopted in support of the landfill's decision to add an additional staff position, which would allow the dump to remain open 7 days per week. As many know, since 2016, the Peninsula Landfill has been closed on Sundays each year between October 1st and April 1st. At that time, the decision to close was made as a cost savings measure when a position was eliminated. In response to frequent requests made from the public who are often only able to utilize landfill services on weekends, the landfill made the decision to change its operational hours at the facility to remain open 7 days a week year-round. To accommodate this, the previously cut position has been reinstated, but also revised to a landfill laborer to primarily operate the scale house. The position will carry increased job responsibilities during crew overlap days to reduce overtime at the facility. According to a memo supplied to the Assembly by Kenai Peninsula Borough Solid Waste Director Lee Fry, the landfill currently only has one full-time landfill laborer position that covers 40 of the 70 weekly operational hours needed for 7-day-a-week operations. Adding the position would cover the remaining 30 hours needed for scale house operations and provide an additional 10 hours on Wednesdays. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Tuesday.